Okay, imagine what the fuck's her name? Luxuana Troy,
Okay.
but from the mountains of West Virginia.
Wait, does she walk around naked and try to seduce Captain Picard?
Yes.
Okay, I got this then. And she's a young grandma too, right?
I will say that there were times when I was younger that she was just free to just walk around the house without a fucking shirt on.
Damn, all right.
I am not fucking kidding. I was traumatized at an early age. Like, what did this? No. Oh. Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone. I'm Jenny, and I'm triggered.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
Man, let me tell you guys something. My voice is still struggling. I know it sounds like I've been sucking too much dick, but really I've just been screaming at Red Vein Haunt. And I am pulling makeup out of every crevice I have.
Ooh, sexy.
No. No, not really. Hygiene is very important to haunt actors. I don't know if you're aware of this. But damn, girl.
I don't even know how to ask the question.
What's
I was going to ask.
It's going to be a loaded question, isn't it?
How much, are you putting makeup all around your boobs or something? Is it getting into,
yes.
The underboob area?
Yeah. The makeup is drifting down into the cleave. Pretty deep, and then it'll sweat down even further into the underboob, you know. Fortunately, I wear a costume that does cover my underboobs. That's not any kind of exposure, and that part's not exposed to the customers. But the sweat does seep on down, all up in my scalp and in the little bits of my ears. I mean,
oh my God.
So
you just
the makeup removal procedure is just ridiculous.
Intense.
And there's a lot of sweating. Although it is fall, it's still goddamn hot outside. And I'm sweating all night. Last night I was wearing my Thinks, you know. Had a light flow day. Wearing my Thinks at the haunt.
Hurricane flow.
And damn girl, they're not a good idea.
No.
Thinks and exercise do not go well together. I don't know.
I would think that it would work out pretty well because, like, it's gonna, because you don't have to worry about, like, tampon shifting, pad shifting.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought because I really don't get any bathroom breaks, especially in the position where I am. I mean, I could, like, if I absolutely needed one, I could get one, but it's just easier for everyone if I don't take a bathroom break. Better I just piss myself while people are entering through
just,
around me.
Just wear Depends. You're fine.
But what the Thinks actually did was just hold in every bit of sweat and funk and otherworldly discharge that was seeping from my pores, not just from my vag, but from my butt crack. And I didn't
all the
make it
lower
home,
fluids.
And I didn't make it home to shower until about 3:30 a.m. So it was intense. It was intense.
Ooh.
So any customers who saw me, but well, the
sorry
good
for
thing
the
is
smell.
about the things is that they're antimicrobial and it holds it all in, so nobody could smell me outside. But girl, I took them off and holy. Ugh.
Just nasty.
Oh yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Because that wasn't embarrassing.
Well, I feel like it's our duty. Duty. I feel like it's our duty as podcast hosts, as entertainers, to embarrass ourselves for the listeners.
Absolutely. This is where the fun is.
To share the secrets.
This is how the magic happens. If I don't have a funky vag story, you're not going to have a good Tuesday commute. And I know
exactly.
That.
So I think in that spirit, I should share the story about the fact that a couple weeks ago, after my last period, the Thinks did a little bit too good a job holding in the sweat and funk and stuff also. And before I knew it, there was some shit going on down there that I'm not used to. And when I finally realized what had happened, I found myself at Walmart at midnight buying Monistat and Vagisil wash.
Somebody got a little extra cheese on their taco.
Pimento cheese.
I knew I shouldn't have fucking fucked some pimento cheese.
Do we have a vomit sound bit? Because...
I mean, I just put it in, like, the turkey baster. Put the pimento cheese in there. Squeeze it. I love it so much. I just had to take it vaginally.
Fuck.
And then I just... Because I can't eat carbs right now because I'm on a diet. Feel like I needed to... You know, just fuck some breadsticks. I took a whole French loaf and just shoved it. And then I end up with a yeast infection.
I'm just hearing like the Olive Garden tagline, you know, unlimited soup, salads, and breadsticks. When you hear your family. When you're in Jenny's pussy
here, I mean
with
my
family. Damn.
Yeah.
Guys, we're just kidding. Guys, it's a joke. Jenny doesn't fuck bread. Do you fuck bread?
I do.
You fuck bread, Jenny? You fuck
I
that
totally
bread?
Fuck bread?
You fuck that bread?
Of course I fuck bread.
Fuck.
It's Walmart has a fucking French loaf for $1. That's the cheapest dildo you can get. And then you throw it away. It's compostable.
Well, obviously it's a bad idea because all that all that exposure up in there has led to some yeast.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think, like. You know, it's the fucking bread and pimento cheese. God hates me, probably.
There's no God. I don't know. Come on.
I don't know what I did to deserve a fucking yeast infection. I was like, I don't remember the last time I've had one. It's been so long that I don't remember. It may have been like when I was in high school.
Yeah, I haven't. I think I'm okay after that haunt experience. You know, after my shower, I felt fine. So fortunately, I guess it's like a 12-hour max between that. Mm-hmm. By the time I showered, that probably any longer and there would have been more funk happening, but I was okay. But I experienced a really, really bad yeast infection one time. And I had called my OBGYN when I was having symptoms saying, you know, I'm not sure, do I need to come in and see you? And she said, well, it sounds like a yeast infection, but go see your primary care doctor. I said, well, if it sounds like a yeast infection, should I just go by Monistat? She said, no, because if it's not, it could irritate you more. Go see your mm-hmm. primary care. Just get checked out. I went to see my primary care doctor. Turned out to be a yeast infection. He told me to just buy Monistat. I could have gone and gotten Monistat anyway. But I had a very bad experience seeing my primary care doctor. And I don't know how much of it I should share on the show. But I felt... all right, I'll put it this way. But at the time when...
I hate to be a sexist, but is your primary care male?
He was a man, yes. I don't see this doctor anymore. This was a long time ago.
Good.
part of the reason why I was concerned... We're just going to talk about this. This is female health. This is health. This is... You know,
I think it needs to be said.
Yeah, it's got to be said. So there was some concern in my mind because I had recently had a new sexual partner. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a one night stand. It wasn't a one off thing, but it was a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said this to the doctor, he like rolls his eyes, looks at the nurse, and he's like, I think the reason was I was hesitant to share, like, because I don't want to go. First thing that happened is I'm on the table, legs spread out, feet up in the stirrups, and he's like, I need you to slide forward a little bit. And he said, I need you to slide down to the end of the table. And I pushed, and I had been like a foot away from the end of the table. Yeah. I slid my pelvis up to the end of the table in one motion. And he was like, whoa. And I was like,
the fuck?
I'm sorry, did I move too far forward? He's like, no, just a lot of women take several moves to make that happen. You're just very limber. It was his first comment.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd have just fucking got up and walked
out.
Yeah,
so I felt extremely uncomfortable. And he was like, we're just going to test, make sure it's a yeast infection, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, are we sure it's just a yeast infection? He's like, well, you don't have any concern for STDs. I see you're married. And I'm like, actually, I'm separated. And he's like, is there a new, when did you separate? And I'm like, well, 6 months ago.
Oh, shit.
Is there a new partner? There is. And he rolls his eyes like,
this motherfucker
looks over at the nurse, looks over at the nurse and says, order the STD test. And his reaction could have been, because I didn't come right in and say I'm concerned about it, it's probably yeast infection, but there's a slight chance it's an STD. Please test me. Maybe that's why. But I felt very much like he was judging me. And that's why the eye roll. And then the whole him reacting the way he did when my vagina was exposed on the table was
there's never a extremely a uncomfortable. That a woman is more vulnerable.
Right.
Like you're right. Laying there just like, hey.
And I
here
have,
it is.
And I've never had an OBGYN exam. Well, I've never had a well woman checkup again with a primary care doctor. I only go to an OBGYN, but from now on.
Yeah.
And I've seen male OBGYNs before, never had a problem. I just feel like seeing the male primary care doctor was a different experience. And I'm sure there are plenty of doctors who have a much better bedside manner, but
yeah,
I had a really hard time. And you know what? I just opened myself up and made myself very vulnerable to all of our listeners. and now I feel a little ashamed myself. But I did not have an STD. But had I had an STD, thank God I went to a doctor for it and didn't just, you know, go out and ignore the fact that it happened.
But I think it's shitty that the first thing he does is, like, judge you and, like, kind of act shitty about it. You know, I think the thing that somebody needs in that situation is not judgment and it's not fucking somebody rolling their eyes. But, you know, somebody who's going to be like, okay, well, you know, this could be a possibility. Would you like to do this test also, you know?
And I ended up being with that partner for a long time. And, like, I wanted to, like, every time I would think about it, I wanted to, like, call my doctor and be like, you know how long I stayed with him? Like, how dare you judge me for, you know?
Right. Right. I had a similar experience. Like, when I went, I hadn't been to the OBGYN in a long time. And, like, I was just being really stubborn. Like, I didn't feel like finding, like, I hate the process of finding a new doctor of any sort. So I was just like, you know what? I haven't had the pap done. I haven't done, you know, some of the, like, the basic well woman stuff in a while. I'm just going to go to my primary care because they always say that they can do all this stuff.
Right.
And at the time I had an IUD and it was probably a little bit past the time that, you know, they tell you like it can be like a certain number of years, but even then, like, it can go a little bit past that time. Like, it's not like it's going to explode. It's not fucking Mission Impossible.
In there, it's going to self-destruct inside your uterus.
So like it went like probably a couple years past the expiration date, but you know, I wasn't having any problems or anything like that. And like, and I did some research on the type that I had and everything. And I think it was the non-hormonal type. So it's not like it was, you know,
ineffective
any weird shit in there. But like I went and I was like, can you just remove it? You know? And he was like, well, are you going to replace it with something else? And I'm like, I got it taken care of, you know? Oh, well, why didn't you have this done sooner? Number one, fuck off. So he goes to take it out. And he's like, this has been in here a while.
Jesus.
Like, what does it have, rust on it?
This is covered in dust. Problem? You're not using this IUD anymore. Or the pussy. Why don't you get your pussy removed while you're at it?
I probably should. Then I wouldn't have to deal with yeast infections anymore either.
We'll just sew this shit shut and take care of that.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, and I end up going to see, finally went to go see an OBGYN again last year. And it was honestly the best experience. This doctor's office was like, they were very understanding. The doctor was great. The nurses were great. Like, they were making me laugh. The people at the front desk, I'm telling them, like, hey, I might not have insurance next year because I'm on, like, the healthcare.gov plan. And, like, I don't know if it's really worth it for me. I might just pay out of pocket. Can you tell me what the rates are? And they were like, you know, they were very willing to like work with me on the prescription that they were giving me and things like that. So, you know, I didn't, but even still, I didn't want to go to them for the yeast infection. Like I was afraid that, you know, I kind of had the same thing as you. Like, what if it's not? Like, what if it's, what is it called?
HPV or...
Well, not even that, but like it's like more of a bacterial sort of thing. Gotcha, it's like bacterial vaginosis or something. Like
yes,
basically
that's
it's the same
thing,
but it's I should know all this shit because I just was researching it right out of my head.
WebMD didn't tell you that you had pelvic cancer or anything like that?
It said I was going to die. Yeah. It said my uterus was literally going to fall out and I was going to just be dragging it on the ground like a fucking
WebMD
soccer ball.
Said it's either cervical cancer or a yeast infection.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently now you can just buy a test. Like you can go to the drugstore and buy a test that like you pee on it or whatever and it tells you like the pH levels if it's a yeast infection or if it's something else. And if it's it'll say, yes, it's a yeast infection or no, it's something else. Go to your doctor.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I couldn't find any of those. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's give her a try. And did the whole thing. But I felt like you were talking about being vulnerable. Like,
yeah.
Just standing there at Walmart, like, I didn't get a cart. I didn't get anything else to like camouflage what I was buying. I'm just basically standing there with a handful of products that says, hey, y'all, look at this. My pussy fucked up.
I mean, it's Walmart. I mean, you wouldn't look out of place. Like,
that's a good point.
I was in the grocery store a couple weeks ago with just me and my son and the guy behind us. It's like, I don't know, like 9, 10 at night. The only thing he was buying was Preparation H.
Oh, that poor bastard.
It's the only thing he was buying. He was a dude in his mid-30s, maybe even early 40s, you know, just standing there buying Preparation H. No shame, not hiding it. And I was like...
No.
And I...
Good for him.
I made a remark as we were leaving the store, like, did you see that? Because my son didn't notice it. And I'm like, all he's buying is Preparation H. And he goes, don't you shame him. He's proud of his hemorrhoids.
I once went to the store just to get prune juice and toilet paper.
So you could shit like a warrior.
Come on! Cool. It, like, it had been a while, and I was like, shit, I need to shit.
Is prune juice your go-to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it just, I mean, it makes my asshole like a warrior. Like, it... But like I couldn't think of anything else that I needed to get at the store to like, you know, mix in with this that I was obviously going to the store to get stuff to shit.
No. At that point you almost have to just like just be proud of it and just walk up there and be like, bam, here it is.
Like
I like the
when
way
the cashier asked how are you doing, like I wanted to be like, look at what I'm buying. Like how do you think I'm doing?
What the fuck do you think I'm doing?
What I really liked though is that you said you're obviously getting stuff just to shit, and it made me think that you only buy toilet paper when you have to shit. Like like Peter's house is toilet paper free except when he knows he really has to take a shit. I guess guys go through a lot less toilet paper than girls do.
Well, yeah, we don't have to wipe our dicks after we pee.
I used to... Oh, I shouldn't say this. Never mind.
Just do a little shake and there you go.
Yeah. Doesn't it always dribble, though? Like, you can never shake all the excess water out of a garden hose.
I have...
You always got all dribs.
It's like when you like go to the gas pump and you have to like take the hose and do like this and like shake it a little so it doesn't dribble out of the car.
Tap.
I don't know. For me, like it's like when you like, you know, poke a hole in a dam, like it just all just kind of comes out.
Poke a hole in a dam?
Yeah.
So you stick your finger in the dike to shut it up?
Let's not bring sounding up. Back up.
It has been a while since you were triggered by the word sounding.
You're the one that said it.
But you implied it, and because of the implication.
Oh, just stick your finger in a dam. That's the legend of the...
Fortunately for me, because my go-to for when I can't poop very often, my go-to is the probiotic tablets.
Yeah.
So when I started having the yeast infection issues, I was like, I was taking those motherfucking things like three times. I was like, three of those and like two cups of yogurt a day.
Oh, man.
I was practically douching with the yogurt at that point.
Yeah.
I need something more fast acting. Like, I get concerned like when I haven't shit in a while. So prune juice, it's like, you know, drink a couple cups of that and then like a couple hours later, it's just like, boom.
My go-to, I actually eat a lot of yogurt, well, except that one little time when I was on the pudding diet and replaced all my yogurt with pudding.
I like that you could have probably still eaten yogurt.
Oh, I absolutely like could have eaten yogurt. I just didn't care.
Nah, fuck
I
it.
Just want a comfort fuck food. It. Pudding. That's just pudding. but I generally pudding eat a time. Decent amount of yogurt anyway, but... if I'm having problems pooping, I add in kefir. And if it's real bad, I recently had a real bad go about it. And I just go right for a laxative. Miralax is a good one. It stirs right into your coffee and gets tasteless. And the coffee helps with that as well.
So yes.
Miralax and coffee is my go-to. I always feel like
the laxatives like always make me kind of cramp up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of painful.
Yeah.
We're just really going into like... Here, let's talk about some embarrassing shit today. I don't even care.
Dude, this is the best show we've had in months. What are you...
I know. I mean, we did take a couple months off of this.
are we going to include pictures of our shit in the show notes?
No.
Oh, fuck. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, there's tea that you can get that's got, what the fuck is it called? I
can't remember. Dieter's tea. But... Right?
Yeah, it's like
Snapple.
I can't remember the Lipton. But that's not a bad business. I want to say it's like senna or something like that.
Yeah, senna seed. That's known for helping you.
Some kind of herbal shit. And like whenever I used to do that weird like lemonade detox thing every once in a while where you have to like basically fast and go on this.
Just like lemon and water and maybe a little cayenne pepper.
Yes, exactly. Lemon, water, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper. And it was like, it's disgusting, but it flushes you the fuck out. And it was like, that was my way to like jumpstart a new diet that I was starting or something like that. Or like if I got the flu or something, I would just be like, flush this shit out. So one of the only things you can have is this tea that basically just makes you shit, you know, and it works like super quick. And it never like made me have any kind of like weird discomfort or cramps or anything like that. So this is the shit and vagina show today.
Man.
Not shit in vaginas, but
oh god,
shit and vaginas.
Oh no,
I don't want to get E. coli in my pussy.
Bad. Yeah.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
But vaginal health, like I haven't had a yeast infection in a long time, but I think I had, like I said, that one that I had that was really bad. That was a long time ago. And I learned that at the very first sign, because at that point I'd had like one before, a long time before that, but I didn't recognize the symptoms as it was starting, and that's why it was so bad. Recognizing the symptoms, I know exactly what to do, and it never gets bad. I've never had a real difficult experience since then. But I always increase my yogurt intake. If if I'm prescribed antibiotics, increase my yogurt, add in some kefir or some probiotics in pill form. And I've been fortunate enough that I haven't had a bad experience. Right.
Yeah, I think that was kind of my problem, is that I didn't recognize the symptoms, and because I wasn't on any antibiotics or anything, like usually if I'm taking a drug that I know is going to cause that problem, I'll just go ahead and start taking the probiotic or eating yogurt and all those things like as a preventative thing. And I've never had a problem that like escalates past a certain point to where I needed to go get medicine for it.
Right.
And like, I wasn't even sure that medicine was working. Like, I felt so uneducated and stupid. I was like, do I need to go do it again? Because it's not working. And then I realized it's kind of like the antibiotics.
Right.
Like, you take a couple doses of it, and it works over, like, the course of 7 days.
Right. It's not instantly better. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like, something... after the 3 days or whatever, I'm like, well, and some people there's still shit going on.
And some people may not understand. It's just about, different pH levels within your body. Mm-hmm. It can happen, and it doesn't just have... yeast infections don't only happen in your vagina. They can happen in other areas, because it's like a fungal infection, and it can... Mm-hmm. Thrush is something that happens in the throat, and it's the same
I've had
type
thrush.
Of imbalance. Yeah, it's caused by the same type of imbalance. different kind of like in skin areas, weird things can happen. Mm-hmm. And it's just about your body being a little bit out of balance and recognizing those signs and getting back the right types of bacteria that your body needs to keep it healthy.
Right.
So see guys, we fuck around a lot, but we're here to inform you. We're here to help you take better care of your body.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I learned that I need to start doing, and maybe it's because I'm like getting older, I need to start paying attention to my health a little bit better about, and not just be like, fuck it, whatever, I don't care. Like not just using regular ass soap.
Oh,
to wash my pussy. Because I would just seriously just use straight ass soap, shampoo, whatever I had. Like
dial Lever 2000.
Dial up the yeast.
I had a doctor years ago tell me to use Dove body wash. I only use Dove body wash, and I will use other soaps and other, I'll use other soaps and other body wash on the rest of my body. Only use Dove body wash there.
I specifically bought the Vagisil wash.
Uh-huh.
And I probably will continue to do that from now.
Do you feel like it made a difference? Because I would do
I
that.
Do.
I mean,
I do.
I'm buying Dove for just that. Same kind of...
Exactly. I looked at all the different types of products like that on the shelf, and there was like that, and then there was the Walmart brand right next to it, and I was like, do I want to get Walmart brand?
You know,
like, no, I want to take care of this.
When it comes to taking care of your pussy, I think you got to spring for...
It was like a dollar extra. Like, I'm going to pay the extra dollar.
For the brand name. Go with the brand name. You got to treat that shit like gold, okay?
Does Charlene make any special vagina soap?
She does not.
No, she does not.
Char's Golden Goods does not have a pussy wash, but we could ask for one. Everything is safe, though. We want to be clear. It's safe to use there. It's all, non-irritant, hypoallergenic, organic, handmade. It's good stuff.
It just may not be pH balanced for your vagina.
Right. The only thing that's pH balanced for your vagina is really going to be the Vagisil wash or something along that line.
Yeah. And that's why I got this, because it was like, it specifically said pH balance. And I think it has like some sort of probiotic or something in it that... Yeah, so like...
Yeah, I'm going to go splurge for that, I think.
It's like putting a force field across your vagina to keep the yeast out.
So then you can keep fucking your French loaves and it'll be fine.
I think I need to cut back on that. I really do. I got to stop fucking pimento cheese, even though it's the caviar of the South. I need to stop fucking French loaf bread. Yeah, I mean, it's a lesson I had to learn the hard way. I'm getting old. I can't do this shit anymore like I used to. I can't fuck the same food products that I used to in my youth.
We all got to take better care of ourselves.
Peter, I'm sorry you had to listen to us talk about our vaginas, but like,
I signed up for this. It's
he learned some helpful tips about avoiding thrush too. Right?
Don't eat out somebody with a fucking yeast infection.
I've had thrush, and like, yeah. And I remember people were asking me, like, did you eat out somebody who had a yeast infection? I was like, no.
I mean, it's the South. Like, there's a lot of humidity in the air. Shit happens.
No, what had happened was I was sick, and my doctors kept prescribing. Yeah, they kept prescribing antibiotic after antibiotic, and it was killing off my immune system. So
right,
then,
right, and it kills off all that good bacteria that fights that yeast up in the throat.
Yeah. So I went to the last doctor I went to was like, okay, like they've been fucking everything up, like. What's really going on is thrush and blah, blah, blah. And he treated it, and that was that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst. If they give you antibiotics for thrush, like, that's the, like, what the hell? You're a crazy doctor.
Right. Is there any, like, male equivalent of the yeast infection where it's like, this is an important thing?
it's jock itch. Absolutely. Because jock itch is caused by a fungus. Okay. Yeah. I know this.
I mean, but does it have the same like stigma against talking about it? Because like I felt even just weird like kind of mentioning this on the show.
No, because patriarchy. I mean, that's the simple answer. It's the same fucking thing. It's a nasty rash all over your balls, all around your dick, and dudes are just like, "Oh, it's just my jock itch." They're probably not like that. I'm just assuming. As I said, because patriarchy. But I think there's more of a stigma. There's just more of a stigma about women talking about their vaginas than there is about men talking about their dick and balls.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, I remember, like, as a kid, I remember seeing commercials for, like, jock itch cream or something like that. And they'll talk about that on the, like, on the commercial. But then, like, for women, it's like, Mom, have you ever had that not so fresh feeling?
Right. It's all like hidden. It's
like I always
so
thought,
fresh,
like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Like the men's commercials are like, "Do your balls itch?"
Women's commercials are like, "Let's be dainty and delicate and take care of ourselves." Like, and we'll show the product and we won't say what it's for. You know?
Right. Right, like even fucking maxi pads. You know you're going to be fucking gushing blood into it, but they got to pour blue Kool-Aid on the fucking thing, you know?
Doesn't that blue Kool-Aid look delicious?
I mean, and we have like also commercials for like erectile dysfunction, where it's just like, yeah, you're not getting boners enough? Like, here, buy this shit.
Yeah.
Right. And even like, you know, I've been watching a lot of Law & Order. And like all the commercials on this one channel where I watch it, there's always like some sort of like male enhancement. It's not even like the like Viagra or something like that. It's like, what is it called? It's called Nugenix or something, because every time I hear it, I think it's Nugenix.
Oh, I've seen the commercial for that. No. It's like it increases your testosterone or something. It's like, do we really need that? Like,
and there's like a football player on the commercial, and the ladies are like, "Hi, I recognize you from the Nugenix commercials. Can I see your dick?" And he's like, "Yeah, lady, here you go."
It's like,
flops it on
like,
the table.
I want to buy this fucking bucket of powder that'll make me turn into a dude, bro? Like,
Yeah, beefcake.
I mean,
totally rich.
Like, I'm fine as a feminist ally. I don't want to be like, I don't want to turn into fucking. I can't even think of
the jocks from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh,
nerds! Oh, well, I think we've had a very fun and educational half an hour show here. We've all learned something today.
Yeah.
Take care of your genitals.
Hopefully we didn't get too graphic, but I feel like our doctor friends would approve of all of our PSAs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. PSA. take care of your vagina. So it will take care of you.
Take care of your dick, yo.
We could totally put out a pamphlet called Take Care of Your Vagina So It'll Take Care of You. And then in parentheses, and take care of your dick, yo. one more thing about the thrush, I forgot. Little kids, like baby to toddlers that are in diapers, they can get thrush like up in their butt crack from you know, same kind of thing. The dampness, and they eat too much sugar or you know, are on antibiotics.
Like basically extreme diaper rash.
Yeah. And it's bad. It's bad because it's like you think it's just diaper rash. You're putting, you know, the diaper ointment on it and it's not, you know.
It's probably just making it worse, right. If anything.
Right. So it's the same kind of thing
like
with
trapping the moisture in.
With us not recognizing our own bodies. You got to pay attention to your little kid's butt. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Don't worry, I totally won't just go through and take a clip of that out and use it against
Pay attention to little kids' butts, guys. On Mouthy Broadcast. God.
There's our new commercial.
And there goes my future in politics. Yeah, wow. that's the line that did it. That's the line that did it.
I mean, I
feel bad, though.
I'd still have a future in politics, but you guys wouldn't.
I specifically started this podcast. Specifically started this podcast to ruin my future in politics. Stop asking me. I'm not running for anything.
I do worry though, because if somebody in my family wants to get into politics, I worry how this will reflect on them.
That's their fucking problem. That's their problem. Oh well. Maybe we should stop the show before we get into trouble any further. Yeah, we're Mouthy Broadcast. We're at mouthybroadcast.com. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. Call us and leave a voicemail at 757-541-CUNT. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Wash your dick. And balls.